Back in September 2018, we had a housing justice and accessible housing panel at Independent Living Movie Night. This month's podcast presents part of the panel discussion that happened after the film screenings. Why do I keep posting about this? Because even as we continue to take steps toward understanding and solving the housing crisis in Portland, it seems if you want to talk about accessibility around disability and deafness, you still have to go to disability-specific events, which I just kind of don't get. There's a 154-page State of the Housing in Portland document linked in the blog post, and there, disability is mentioned repeatedly in the statistics. There are also some descriptions of some living scenarios that include services, but the only time the word accessible appears is in a description of an affordable 12-story tower in the Schmancy Pearl District. And at the risk of people complaining that I'm picking little issues to make big, I still struggle with the representation of disability on the cover of the document. The disabled person on the cover sits in a manual wheelchair and is pushed by another person. Really? Still? Even as some people just love to adopt the sporty remake of the universal access icon because they feel it represents forward motion and autonomy, we still keep showing even cartoon people not driving their own chairs. Sigh. If we can't even get cartoon images on a PDF to show disabled people with agency and capacity, how could I keep expecting disability and deaf access to be foregrounded in these conversations on affordable housing? Which is why I'm so pleased to present this conversation with three extremely active Portland metro area accessible housing justice activists who are also disabled people with the lived experiences of being priced out, pushed out, or forced into institutional living because that's what's accessible. And they're also talking from intersections of being people of color and queer people. Maria Lynn Claire, Alan Hines, and Kiersey Coleman.